We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Tuesday, June 18th. Coming up, we'll get a full look at our forecast for the day ahead, and that does contain a pretty good chance for showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. So we'll get an update on that coming up shortly. After the Pentagon released pictures showing the aftermath of what is it says are attacks on oil tankers by Iran, the Pentagon is sending 1,000 troops to the Middle East.
They will exceed the uranium stockpile limit set by the 2015 nuclear deal, prompting the Pentagon to order 1,000 more troops to the Middle East. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan releasing this statement, quote, "The United States does not see conflict with Iran. We will continue to monitor the situation diligently and make adjustments to force levels as necessary, given intelligence reporting and credible threats." This as the Pentagon releases several new photos showing Iran responsibility in attacking two tankers last week near the Strait of Hormuz. Sailors seen removing an unexploded mine from one of the tankers. Now, Iran categorically denies any involvement despite these images, and at least one ally, Germany, says they aren't sure who is behind the attacks.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins with that report. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says this decision may escalate tensions with Iran, says diplomacy is needed to solve the problem. Pelosi also calling for Congress to be immediately briefed on the administration's decisions. Members and supporters of the LGBTQ community packed the lecture room at Wichita North High School last night, trying to persuade the school board to update the district's current non-discrimination policy.
Supporters feel that the rights of gays, transgenders, and gender-fluid people are not being met with the current policies. They say this is leading to declining grades, bullying, and even suicide, which was the case with a Southeast High School student last week. After hearing comments from nearly a dozen people who spoke during the public forum of the meeting, Board President Cheryl Logan addressed Superintendent Alicia Thompson.
I would like to direct you, Superintendent, to work with your staff and bring back a report to board in three areas: on policies, on guidelines that can help us make sure that we're the same from building to building, and on professional development to be able to make sure every student in our district can feel safe.
The district has a non-discrimination policy currently in place, but many want the board to update it to include sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, and immigration status. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The State Department confirming multiple security incidents involving the Hillary Clinton email investigation.
This letter obtained by Fox News, the State Department provides a progress report telling Republican Senator Chuck Grassley that it has identified multiple security incidents involving current and former employees related to Hillary Clinton's emails. Quote, "To this point, the department has assessed culpability to 15 individuals, some of whom were culpable in multiple security incidents. Diplomatic Security has issued 23 violations and 7 infractions incidents. This number will likely change," it says, as the review progresses.
That's Fox's Catherine Herridge with that report. The State Department update follows a January inquiry from Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, seeking details on the nature of the security incidents and the officials involved. At the Wichita City Council meeting this morning at City Hall, the council will talk about the proposed master plan for the L.W. Clapp Park at Oliver and Harry in southeast Wichita and possibly closing the golf course on August 2nd. Mayor Jeff Longwell says the council will be considering 3 development scenarios for that green space.
I'm a golfer. I would love to see a golf element there still, but it appears that the community is moving in a different direction than my preference and looking at building a lot of different park amenities there.
Mayor Longwell appeared on Mondays with the Mayor with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. A fallen Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy is being honored 9 months after his death. Robert Coonsey was named Deputy Sheriff of the Year by the National Sheriff's Association. His family went to Louisville, Kentucky to receive that award. A man who shared a video of the New Zealand mosque massacres may be headed to prison.
A judge in New Zealand sentences a man to 21 months in prison for sharing a video of the mosque massacres. Philip Arps pleaded guilty to two counts of distributing the video, which the alleged gunman live-streamed on Facebook on March 15th. The district judge criticized Arps for calling the video awesome and showing no empathy for the 51 people massacred in the two mosques. Arps could have gotten up to 14 years behind bars, but is appealing this much shorter sentence. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
The accused shooter did plead not guilty. His trial is planned for May next year. Fashion designer and heiress Gloria Vanderbilt has died at the age of 95. She passed away from stomach cancer yesterday, surrounded by family and friends.
Gloria Vanderbilt, who had been suffering from advanced stomach cancer, has died at the age of 95. Vanderbilt's extraordinary life in the spotlight began early in the 1930s. She was the subject of a bitter custody battle after her father died between her aunt and her mother. She was eventually disinherited by her aunt when she married at 17. She had four sons and witnessed one suicide in 1988. Vanderbilt was a talented painter.
In my new stretch denim jeans, and they are a pleasure to wear.
And was a fabric designer who partnered with Mohan Mirjani that turned the Gloria Vanderbilt signature white swan jean into a million-dollar industry. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
Vanderbilt was the daughter of railroad heir Reginald Vanderbilt and Gloria Morgan. Gloria Vanderbilt established herself as an artist, author, actress, fashion designer, and socialite. A police department in northeast Kansas says it's sorry for what some call an insensitive tweet.
In a since-removed tweet shared on Father's Day, reps for the Topeka, Kansas Police Department encouraged folks to turn in dads with outstanding warrants. The post reportedly reading, "Want to give him a Father's Day he'll never forget? Call TPD and we'll help your family make a memory that will last a lifetime." In a statement, the department apologizes, explaining the tweet was shared by someone on its social media team, adding it was meant as a lighthearted joke, but it backfired, upsetting readers. Reps calling the mishap a learning experience. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
It is 6:06 with Steve and Ted. Keep it here. We'll have the full weather forecast with storms in that forecast coming up in just a few minutes. We'll hear the wit and wisdom of Earl Pitts. We get things going. We'll get you a traffic and weather update, too. It's all coming up right here. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Six 10 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll keep you up to date on the morning commute with traffic and weather, and let's get that underway. Jad Chambers will keep you up to date on traffic events today.
And right now, well, so far things looking okay in traffic. Not seeing anything really big slowing folks down. I am starting to see some traffic volumes pick up a little bit, but not bad enough that it seems to be slowing anything down just yet. Anywhere in Wichita, traffic conditions looking good out there, and the gasoline prices kind of settling around $2.27 a gallon. That seems to be fairly average out there this morning, $2.27. Heaviest traffic right now appears to be Kellogg and I-135. So right around Kellogg and I-135, just some areas of heavy traffic there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's check the weather forecast. It's time to get an update from meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We will be warm and humid today with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms during the afternoon. Today's high 82. Rain and thunderstorms tonight. Some of the storms could be strong to severe, with damaging winds being the main threat. Our low 64. Morning storms in Wednesday with a high 79. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a clear sky, 68 degrees. We get things going here on Tuesday, June 18th. Thanks for being with us here on this Tuesday morning. You can always take the Steve and Ted poll question. That's on our website at knssradio.com. Our current question, we are enjoying our last few days of spring, getting into summer later this week. What is your favorite summer outdoor activity? We've got a few options for you there. So far, the early results. A ball game, 0%. The swimming pool, 0%. I I should just throw this poll away right now. Nobody is saying swimming pool?
Swimming pool? Yeah, none.
A walk, hike, or jog, 7%. Travel, vacay, 14%. A day at the lake, 29%. And by far and away, our early leader, picnic / barbecue, 50%. So half our respondents are hungry.
Yeah, food involved.
Yeah.
Who would have guessed
there's no doubt about that.
Food involved. Who would
so
have guessed
there you go. Yeah, there's your early results on the Steve and Ted poll question. What is your favorite summer outdoor activity? If you want to weigh in, you can go to our website. It's right there on our front page there, knssradio.com. Very easy to do. And weigh in. See where you stand on that question.
We'll get some more responses. Right. We've only been running that one for 1 day. So
6:13 with Steve and Ted. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin describing as completely erroneous a published report that says the department could have rolled out a redesign of a $20 bill featuring Harriet Tubman before next year's deadline. Mnuchin told a congressional panel last month the redesign of the $20 bill with the abolitionist leader needed to be delayed. The New York Times published what it says is an image of the 20 with Tubman's face on it. Paper says the design process was far enough along that the Trump administration could have likely met the original deadline in 2020. Trump has said the Obama administration's decision to put Tubman on the $20 bill was, quote, pure political correctness, unquote, and he'd rather see one of his heroes, Andrew Jackson, stay on the bill. Of course, there is a massive portrait of Andrew Jackson right there in the Oval Office, where President Trump does his business every day.
Mm-hmm.
He is a fan of Andy Jackson. A humpback whale that has become an unusual presence in San Francisco Bay might be sick.
Oh.
The humpback has stayed in the waters near Alameda for more than 2 weeks. Biologists say the whale, nicknamed Allie, appears to be an adult female and not in good health. The Marine Mammal Center near San Francisco says the whale appears underweight, bad skin condition, moderate amount of whale lice.
Yeah.
Unquote.
Yeah.
Biologists believe the animal entered the bay looking for shelter from the harsh open ocean. Humpbacks feed near the Golden Gate Bridge, where the waters can be rich with anchovies, but they rarely travel deep into the bay like this one is.
Not doing well,
apparently, there. The majority of offices are absolutely filthy. We all know this.
Yeah.
Typical office desk is host to more than 10 million bacteria. 400 times more germs than what's found on a toilet seat, so they say. Because, you know, the toilet seat theoretically gets cleaned once in a while. I'm not sure anything in an office ever gets actually wiped down.
Not very often.
I know you do. You take care of the things that you touch every day. But let's face it, most of the office, does it ever get wiped down? Ever?
Not
probably
really,
no.
Whether
it's piles washing up in the communal kitchen, spilt coffee, unforgotten lunches in the fridge, the workplace, pretty grim sometimes. High bacterial counts have been found on elevator buttons, phones, computer keyboards, and computer mice. Nothing is safe.
Yeah. Ugh, computer mice and keyboards.
Oh, yeah. Just filthy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, then you add to that coworkers who don't take sick days. They show up and spread everything and come back to work with viruses. Yeah. When we're working in an unpleasant environment, research suggests it can impact our productivity and motivation. A few years ago, a firm asked more than 1,500 workers and 300 officers whether their workplace was clean or not and how this affected them. In offices where employees thought cleanliness was lacking, nearly three-quarters said their surroundings made them less productive.
Okay.
If you're in a filthy environment,
sure.
Nearly half said they took longer lunch breaks and spent less time in the office. A quarter said they took sick leave because they found their surroundings depressing. In cleaner workplaces, those with regular cleaners, good kitchens, clean toilets, 65% say they look forward to coming into the office. Half said they worked harder because they have a better organized office.
How clean were these offices?
Yeah, I don't know.
My office could be spotless, and I wouldn't say that about the place.
Another thing is natural light. Some say the lack of natural light can contribute to low mood and poor health. They say the air quality and lighting at work have significant effects on brain function, poor lighting contributing to stress. I'll weigh in on that.
Yeah.
That affects me.
What, lighting?
I'm in here for 8-9 hours, and there's no outside. I don't see the outdoors. There's no outdoor window.
Yeah.
I don't like that. That's probably the one thing I don't like about our new place, is that I don't have an outdoor window.
Because
at the old place, we had huge exposure to the east, big glass window, and I was right there.
Yeah. That doesn't really bother me too much. I remember, not in this building, I'm not going to say anything about this building, but in the previous building we had, when light bulbs would burn out and they would not be replaced for months in that old building, where a fluorescent light would burn out and it would just be darker there for about a month till someone finally got around to going around and changing all the light bulbs. I do remember that from the last building we were in. These, they take care of that very promptly.
Of course, one bad thing is phones. We touch it, you know, they're dirty.
Oh, yeah.
A University of Arizona study found phones are the most contaminated items in the office, with more than 25,000 organisms per surface.
Yup.
Yoo-hoo.
I would like to see them put a black light on microphones.
You don't want to. We don't want to start going down that road.
No, we really don't.
So the most thriving breeding grounds in offices, in anywhere really, sinks and handles, microwave handles and sink faucets are the worst.
Okay.
Many of them highly contaminated. Your desk. That's where you spend your time. The average desk has been shown to host 400 times as much bacteria as a toilet seat.
Yeah.
Approximately 21,000 bacteria per square inch. So think about that next time you set your lunch right there.
Yeah.
Mugs and cups. Back to the kitchen. Yeah. According to a study, as much as 90% of office coffee mugs are coated in germs. 20% of them are contaminated with fecal matter, too. So
coffee
says,
cups.
So says that study.
Yeah.
We have a nice little dishwasher here. I think we're pretty.
We have a dishwasher. Use it. We clean those things. Yeah.
Pens and stationery. Of course, we're more paperless now than we used to be.
Yeah, that's true.
Many of the former germ traps aren't quite as potent. Copy machines, fax machines, printers don't play the role they used to. Still, germs are on these surfaces. And like we said, the phone is also a bacteria haven when you're in the office.
Anything that's close to your mouth that you're going to be talking or into, bringing up these microphones once again, I imagine
they're probably
gross.
Awful. Yeah. All right. That's some cheery stuff for you there. It is 6:20 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Let's take a look at what's going on in sports. Late night baseball last night for the Kansas City Royals in Seattle taking on the Mariners. Royals were down 4-2. Not a good sign going into the late innings, but the Royals got a run in the seventh, two more in the eighth, and one in the ninth, and came back to beat the Mariners 6-4. Designated hitter Jorge Soler with a two-run home run in the top of the eighth, put the Royals ahead. That's his 19th home run of the season, tied for second in the American League in home runs. And the Royals had lost 9 times in a row against the Mariners, and they got that streak broken last night. Nice. Winning pitcher for the Royals, former Wichita State Shocker, the only Shocker in the big leagues right now, Brian Flynn. Worked 2 scoreless innings with 4 strikeouts. He's got a 0.93 earned run average. He got his first win of the season. The Royals will go for their third win in a row tonight. They're at Seattle once again for a late night game. Game will start a little after 9 o'clock. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. If you want to know what's going on in Lawrence, you can tune in tonight for the monthly edition of KU Hawk Talk with KU Director of Athletics, Jeff Long. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight, and that is on Sports Radio KFH. This is Golf Week here in the city of Wichita as we gear up for the 30th Annual Wichita Open, which starts on Thursday. Today's pre-tournament event is this morning at 9 o'clock, the Marge Page Junior Clinic at Crestview Country Club, and that's free for kids age 8 through 16. Major League Baseball last night, first-place Atlanta Braves win big, beat the New York Mets 12-3, coming out of the bullpen for the Braves. Former Tabor College pitcher Jacob Webb working 2/3 of a scoreless inning. Got a 2.2 earned run average out of the bullpen for the Braves, his 5th straight scoreless outing. Let's get a minor league update on former Wichita State Shocker Sam Hilliard. He is in AAA with the Colorado Rockies. Went 2-for-4 last night, scored a run. His 3rd multi-hit game in his last 5. He is tied for 3rd in the Pacific Coast League in runs scored. The former Shocker Sam Hilliard in AAA with the Rockies. A couple of birthdays today. Former Kansas City Chiefs head coach Romeo Crennel is 72 years old today. The guy has 5 Super Bowl rings as an assistant coach. He's never really had great success as a head coach, though. He is currently the assistant head coach with the Houston Texans. Former Chiefs coach Romeo Crennel, 72 today. And happy birthday to Sandy Alomar Jr., who is 53 years old today. He was the catcher for the Texas League champion Wichita Pilots back in 1987. Spent 20 years in the big leagues. He was the American League Rookie of the Year, 6-time All-Star back in the 1990s. And he was the All-Star Game MVP in 1997. One of the great minor leaguers to come through here. Former Wichita Pilots catcher Sandy Alomar Jr., 53 years old today. That's sports with Stephen Ted on KNSS. Keep it here for the expert commentary of Todd Starnes from Fox News. It's coming up next. Stephen Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.